first drink of the day. The first drink of the day. The first drink of the day. The first drink of the day. It is working, yay! Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Football Podcast, show number 76, after a week's absence. There wasn't really any reason for us not to do it last week, was there?
I wasn't here.
Well, two people weren't here, but Stuart, me and you could have done it. That would have been a great show, wouldn't it?
Would have been better than this, I would have thought.
Debatable.
Definitely. We've got Michael Coxon with us.
Hello.
We've got Stuart Hall with us.
Afternoon.
We've got Dan Silver. We're waiting for Sean Miller, who's at the bar. And we're waiting for Jerome Mundell, who is...
We don't
really know where he is. Yeah,
he's
possibly.
He's catching up on the Aston Villa reserves.
I reckon so. Well, it's all over now. It doesn't matter.
I just say, I don't know why, but every time I say hello at the start of the show, I wave.
Yeah, I did notice that. I wasn't going to say anything.
And I have called our listeners readers before, so I'm really not getting the concept of how we interact with people.
I'd just drink more of that beer and just go with the flow. Show number 76, Dan Silver.
It is.
1976 is when 32-year-old Graham Taylor got his first success as manager. He won the 4th Division with Lincoln City in 1976. There you go.
Thanks, mate.
And then he was a load of managers, a load of jobs looking for him, sort of chairman looking for him, thinking, well, we'll get him, Division 2, Division 1. And he went back down to Division 4 for Elton John, Watford.
For Elton John.
Worked out all right for him in the end, didn't it? But there you go. Bit of a strange one at the time. I was talking to my dad about it the other day. Seems like everyone was thinking, oh, he's going to get a really good job. Went back down the division. Looked at the long term. So there you go. Lesson for you there. Sean Miller has now joined us.
We weren't talking about Steve Evans.
But we could do. We could all do the twist and talk about Steve Evans. Did anyone see this?
I've seen it.
Yeah.
I think we've all seen it. If you haven't seen it, listeners, Steve Evans left Crawley by officially mutual consent. Yeah. But there's been a lot of rumours. Basically, the only way Crawley are going to grow as a club is if they become a family club, because they haven't got much basis to work from in where they are. Steve Evans wasn't really a family man. Didn't really do the family image.
No?
Well, the 32-man brought Bradford didn't really help, did it? But yeah, he was sort of managed out. But he's already got a job. He's at Rotherham. But yeah, turns out the Crawley players weren't too disappointed in him leaving, because they did the twist on video.
They were in the moon by it all. Yeah.
Absolutely, very happy. Right, let's move on. It's been 2 weeks since the last show. Quickly, and everything's going to be quick this week, because we've got so much to pack in. Who's your standout performance? We'll start with Stuart Hall. So you've got 2 weeks worth of stuff to go from.
Wigan.
At Arsenal or just in general?
At their place against United as well.
Yeah.
And away against Chelsea.
To be fair, they didn't do bad there. So we're recording this on Wednesday. I think most of us watched the game on Monday. I'm sure you did, didn't you? Probably with a smile on your face as a Spurs fan.
I actually didn't. Unfortunately, the new flat hasn't quite got Sky sorted yet.
I was relying on
Twitter updates and BBC Sport.
So, Stu, did you watch it as a QPR fan? Did you have an eye on it?
I did watch it, mate. It was an awful viewing for a QPR fan.
Awful viewing, but you can't begrudge what Wigan are doing. They are just going for it. Yeah. Victor Moses, the ex-Palace player.
Brilliant.
As a Palace fan, you probably quite enjoy.
Oh, yeah. Wigan are my... Palace season's finished, so I'm supporting Wigan from now on. Yeah. I really want to stay up.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, Jerome Mundell is here. Deepest voice in the world.
So happy birthday, Jerome.
It was his birthday, yeah. His voice has got deeper as well since with the age.
I think Wigan deserve to stay up now.
Yeah, definitely.
I do wonder why they didn't do this all season, though. It's one of those things that always perplexes me about teams.
They always seem to do it, don't they?
They don't play until it gets down to the tough...
Wigan had been playing, they just hadn't been putting the ball in the back of the net. They just can't score.
At the beginning of the season, they're not going to get into Europe.
Okay.
Right? So, my point is, even if they did this at the end of the season, or mid season,
fair play awards? You've got to be there.
It's got to be one of the top three associations in Europe, and at the moment, England's in like ninth.
But the point is that their whole. What they're aiming for each year is Premier League survival, is it? So whether you do it at the beginning of the season or part of, you need to have a good run of form at a season.
And it doesn't matter when you do it.
And to be fair, it's a lot more exciting if you do it at the end, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But I just can't believe the results they've got against the teams that they've got against. It's just, you must be screwing, Stu, as a QPR fan.
Well, you look to their fixtures, they have Chelsea, United, Arsenal on the bounce. You would have thought they'd maybe at a push get 1 point out of that at a very big pub. Yep. They should have beaten Chelsea. They were unfortunate refereeing decisions. They outplayed United.
They've got six out of nine.
Liverpool as well. I know Liverpool aren't the best team in the world at the moment. Yeah. They're about as bad as Villa. But
no need for that.
They're not quite as good as Villa reserves. Though.
Yeah. Talking of like QPR picking up results, we're going to picking up results. If Bolton start winning, you are in the mire as Aston Villa.
Yeah. How funny would it be if Villa end up going down?
How funny would it be?
I'll tell you what, Jay. I'll do you a favour, because last time I was on the show, my performance of the week was Steve Keane, and I said what a great job he's done. And since then, Blackburn have lost five on the bounce. So I'll say, what a great job Roberto Martinez is doing. Great job Sparky is doing. What a great job Owen Coyle's doing. Hey, even Terry Connor doing a cracking job. Just to make sure you're
too
safe.
Far. Too far. They've got Man City this weekend, haven't they? Because United are playing early against Everton. I'd love Everton to get something there. All right, we've got Stewart's, and that was going to be mine as well, so that's mine done.
As well.
All right, so that's two of us out. Coxon.
Mine is getting an international flavour this week. Mine is a team called Cavie from France.
Okay.
You may have heard of them, you may not. A few years ago, they were in the fourth division and they got to the semi-finals of the French Cup.
I do remember that. I thought that was Dover. Fantastic. Dover did it. Not Dover. Dover. Calais got to a final. Yeah. Did they get to a final or something?
They did. Well, Cavie, you'd think, it's like when Wickham got to the semi-finals about 15 years ago. We think, great, it's never happened again. Cavie have reached the final this season. They beat Rennes. They're currently 14th in the French third division, so it's kind of the equivalent of Preston North End reaching the FA Cup final.
Wow.
So
have they got the history of Preston North End, like in terms of in French football? Are they have they got a pedigree? Because obviously Preston.
I believe they had a player called Tom Finney once. Other than that, I'm not sure.
Be worth looking into that. So all right, that's when and when's the game?
It's in a couple of weeks' time.
Find out and report back on that. That'd be nice. Sean, you were going for Wigan.
Yep.
Jay, performance of the week.
I'm going to go for Reading, actually.
Yeah, good.
Fair play.
I think
you could take any of their performances. The big game against Southampton.
Yeah, I think for them to go up already, to be promoted already, no one would have thought it at the beginning of the season, and they've done it. So
they've put their foot in the gas, haven't they?
Yeah, they've.
Really, no one would have thought it about a month and a half.
Yeah, would they would have thought it when we went to see Palace, Reading.
No,
you?
That was a
god, that fire.
Game. But yeah,
mostly because of Palace, probably.
It's probably Palace bringing them down.
But yeah, I'd like to say Reading. I think they've done fantastically well to get to the Premier League.
Yeah, it's not a bad shout. Well done.
Definitely.
Well done,
well
Reading.
Done Reading.
Yeah. And well done to Charlton and Fleetwood.
Yeah, and
yes.
And may I add, think back to August when we did our pre-season podcast.
Pre-season,
Sean Connery.
Yeah.
Talking about who we thought would win each of the divisions. I predicted Fleetwood to win the conference. I predicted Swindon to win League Two.
Haven't won that yet.
Giving it the biggest.
Looks
over
like
here,
they're the favourite. I predicted Man United will win the Premier League, and touch wood, that's looking favourable. I also predicted Sheffield Wednesday would win League One. They're not going to win it, but they may go up.
No, playoffs.
Playoffs, but still 4 out of 5 for promotion.
Did you put any money on this?
I then said Nottingham Forest would win the championship. So I'm very glad that I did not put any money on it.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, you'd be screwed a little bit. You'd be up and on them going mental. Dan.
Mine is the sarcastic performance of the week, which I thought will lead nicely into our next topic of conversation, Martin Atkinson.
It was over the line, mate. I actually think it was over the line.
You're the only person on this planet that does.
I can see where the difficulties came from. I do think in that situation the ref shouldn't have given it, because if you're not certain. But the problem is, Martin Atkinson probably thought, if I don't give this and it's gone over the line, I'm going to get absolutely pilloried for
but
it. Because that's
what, really.
No, but that's what you always think about with goal line technology. You don't think about the ones that are given that didn't go over the line, because they don't happen as often. You think about, it went over the line, they were robbed. You think Pedro Mendes, or you think Frank Lampard. You don't think, it was a yard off, but it was given, because it doesn't happen as often. So we probably thought, shit, best give it, just to be safe.
You got absolute tonks anyway, to be fair.
It's not, mate, there's no way.
Can anyone else smell piss?
I was about to say that. I thought it was just Coxon's breath.
Oh, Miller.
It's not me breath.
We're sitting, we can't smell piss. We're sitting in Henry Addington's, which is the pub we always come into, and we're sitting
in a different corner.
We're sitting in the restaurant part, because there was no room where we usually sit.
Yeah, the toilets, where we normally
the restaurant part smells of piss, and we usually sit right outside the toilet, so it smells lovely. Yeah. Stuart's people eating around us.
Stuart, stop poking that through that cubicle hole.
All right, What the other thing that made me laugh about the FA Cup final, apart from Spurs disintegrating to nothingness,
there was a reason for that though.
I'd like to point out, this is what I read on Facebook from an Arsenal fan: chin up Tottenham, now you can concentrate on fully fucking up the league, you hilarious twats.
Was that,
which I thought summed up
Arsene Wenger's bit.
Since he got that Facebook,
I imagine that was just before Monday night.
No, I think it was around Monday night.
I think you'll find it was before Monday night.
To be fair, it was quite funny for an Arsenal fan, wasn't it? I'm not an Arsenal fan, but if I was, that'd be
quite funny. If it had happened to Arsenal, you'd find it funny.
They got absolutely smashed. What was the final score? I forgot.
5-1.
5-1. Thank you, Mike.
Nothing to do with it.
Thank you, Mike. I did lose count.
No way I'm letting this go.
We were talking about...
There's no way I'm letting you do this.
To be fair, you can't begrudge Chelsea because they have the nicest fans in the land, don't they? What a bunch of idiots.
What a bunch of scumbags.
We won't get into that. We won't get into that.
Well, they're scumbags. There's nothing talk about it.
All right, well, but every club's got scumbags. You can't say, right.
When was the last time you had a minute's silence that was disrupted that badly?
I know it's happened at Leeds a few times, but it doesn't get reported on as much. But I put it this way, and I know United, we've chanted some terrible things at Arsene Wenger and Liverpool over the years. But we observed the Hillsborough silence immaculately, and if we can
so
do it.
Everton fans. But
did it for 90 minutes, mate.
Every week.
What I wanted to get onto is, do you remember about 3 or 4 shows ago, we all discussed, and I can't remember why it came to, I think I brought it up because the Gillingham goalkeeper
really
should have been set
off. It does stink of piss.
Yeah, we'll get past that. It doesn't affect the listeners.
At least we've got a title for the show now.
Taking the piss, that'll do. The goalkeeper situation where he brings the player down, they're through on goal, should he be sent, would you rather take a red card and a pen, and it came up.
No, yeah, but
unbelievably. We don't need to discuss it again because we talked about it for about 10 minutes on show 72.
No, we're talking about the fact that there was all that during the game on Twitter. It started going mental, like, should have gone back, ref should have gone back, should have given them a red card anyway, right?
Well, he hasn't denied a goal scoring opportunity, has he? Because they scored the goal.
By the rule book he should have been sent off, but it's not by the rule book because they explained it during the game. I don't know if you're listening to it. They said that you can only go back and give a red card retrospectively for a
violent conduct
or something. You can't go back and give a red card he has denied a goal scoring
opportunity. No, he hasn't, because he scored it.
No, but he's denied Adebayor a goal scoring opportunity.
Yeah, and then it's not if you deny a person, it's a team.
Yeah.
If you deny the team a goal scoring opportunity. Anyway, he hasn't denied a goal scoring opportunity. The guy's tapped it in.
You can't go back.
Bale did his stupid little love heart celebration. What's that about? Anyone
What's your
know?
Problem today? You're pissing me right
Gareth,
off today.
Gareth Bale is not Justin Bieber. Why does he do it? Why does he do it?
Because he loves Tottenham.
Because he loves Carabao.
He couldn't get a game at Tottenham for 3 seasons. He probably hates Tottenham deep down, if you asked him. He probably hates them. But yeah, I don't like the love heart. Did anyone else notice the PA announcer at Wembley as well? When Gareth Bale scored his goal, he went mental.
No, but he went mental for the Chelsea goals as well.
Afterwards, yeah, but for the first Chelsea goal, he didn't.
I thought he did it for all the goals.
He sounded so happy. It was like, Gareth Bale, yes!
He did it for the other goals as well.
The other goals he did. He sounded like a pleb. Just announce the goals, mate. It's not your time. Yeah?
I don't
know, there to watch the football. Not listen to you,
I don't like all this playing about that they've tried to bring in. Because in Germany, they do the continental where they just say the first name and then the fans shout
the
surname.
We do that at Crystal Palace.
I don't like that at all. It's daft. I remember they tried it once. Went to an open training session at Old Trafford about 15 years ago. And they kept saying David, because we had David May, we had David Beckham, I think we had David Bellion had just joined. You don't know what the fuck you're meant to be shouting.
They did that at a training session.
It was like one of these open ones where you go in the summer and the kids can go in for free and whatnot.
Fair enough.
But it was, I mean, I was the only person who shouted David May 3 times. Just kept saying Beckham. I don't know me. But no, I don't like that. I don't like stadium announcers.
Whilst we're talking about Man United quickly, a little word on Paul Scholes, because he has been phenomenal since we last did a show. I don't know they've lost to Wigan, but I didn't actually know. Since they brought him back, when he's been in the team then, they haven't lost a game.
He was dropped for the Wigan game to rest him, and he's just been fantastic. And to be honest, he was quite poor second half of last season. He looked like he needed to retire, but he's clearly come back dedicated, determined, rejuvenated.
Fair enough.
I hope he doesn't go to the Euros. I hope he has the rest and plays for United. But that's from a United fan's perspective.
He's only played half a season, he'll be fine.
From an England fan's perspective.
It's not that hot, because I always worry about Scholes in the heat. He might just combust at
any
point.
Maybe if he puts a little hanky on his head. Yeah, it'd be fine. Again, I'm gesturing for the hanky. No one can see that.
Hatton Ben Arthur as well. Can we just do a tip of the hat to him? His goal definitely. Against, was it, you saw it the first time this morning, didn't you?
Yeah, that's right.
Was it Bolton?
Bolton, yeah.
Phenomenal. The turn at the start of it.
The whole thing is unbelievable.
It's interesting, though, because obviously yesterday they announced the PFA 20 Years Award.
Yeah.
With the goal,
I've got the shortlist here.
You see those goals, some of them make his look like bloody a tough.
There's a lot of talk at the moment about they come out of a Premier League team of 20 years as well. So we should do that ourselves. We'll start there next week. We'll start nominating goalkeepers. There's some glaring.
I don't know if it's the goal against Blackburn was better though.
That's what we were discussing this morning.
I think the goal against Blackburn
might be a bit better. Yeah. I mean the one against Bolton was fantastic. Yeah. The sheer
he only went round. He didn't go past
three players.
Yeah.
He went past three players. Where the one against Blackburn he went past about eight.
Yeah.
I'd like to know what Simon Pitney has to say on this.
Yes, I would like. We'll ask him next. Simon Pitney is here next week.
Is he?
He is here next week. We've got a podcast special next Tuesday evening.
We do.
Featuring Jess from Football Fans Down Under, which is an Australian-based podcast, which you can hear on our site, in fact. They're chipping her over. I'm not sure why she's coming over.
She's on a little tour.
Apparently the charges were acquitted, so she's allowed back in the country.
Yeah.
Now.
Oh. Girls on tour, and she thinks Dan looks like Ross from Friends as well.
In fact, you fucked up, didn't you? You were supposed to introduce me as Ross from Friends.
Well, I've mentioned it now.
You've forgotten, haven't you?
You say fuck up, I say left it until later on in the show with a bigger impact.
I think Sean actually looks a bit like Gunther from Friends.
Yeah. Stuart looks like the sofa from Friends. Bath City. Stuart, you were on this on the Bank of the Monday, weren't you? You were following it. You even texted me with the latest odds and said it was 100-1, were we? Something like that?
Something like that.
The Bath City Stadium.
Did only 100 people enter?
Yeah. Yeah, apparently. We didn't win. Can you remember who won, Sue?
Yeah, no, it's boring.
46 of the entrants were four the same names. It must have all been a bit boring. I think it's a farce. Yeah. It's a bit of money back.
Boo, Bath City.
We're not going to do that.
It's a great idea.
I thought it was fantastic.
I'm in Bath next week, so I'll keep an eye out.
You won't smell a piss next week. Being in Bath. We'll have a look how they get on next season. Obviously, they're getting relegated from the conference, but we'll keep looking at their results.
Any more free tickets would be great for you to see.
What, like the ones we didn't use last week? Yeah.
Well, I was busy. I was actually ill that day. I couldn't even go to the Palace.
You were
game.
Busy?
I'm
going to be ill on that day, I'm afraid. So you didn't go to Palace Southampton?
No, I was too ill.
No, never mind. Never mind. Did anyone watch the Southampton Reading game on Friday night? It was
a decent game.
It was. Lafonda just keeps coming on and scoring from the bench. Did he start last night? Does anyone know? I don't know if he started last night. They beat.
Don't start him.
No, definitely.
Don't start him.
Because he prefers Hunt and Roberts.
Yeah.
I like Jason Roberts as well. Yeah. Very eloquent. He did an interview right on the pitch after the game, and it was just like,
must be hard work doing that. Doing an interview straight after.
Your adrenaline's still going
to
be
To do an eloquent interview must be bloody hard work.
Yeah.
For most footballers, it's difficult.
Anyway,
just speaking and breathing at the same time is quite an issue.
I mean, we struggle.
Well, this is it. We'll talk for yourself, Sean. We'll move on swiftly. Champions League. 2-1 to Bayern Munich last night. The big game, as far as I'm concerned, is tonight. I am really looking forward to it.
I am.
Me too.
It's going to be very interesting. I've got a feeling it's going to be a score draw tonight, which I don't think we're good enough for Chelsea.
No.
But did anyone see that Fabregas came out this morning in the Metro and said,
"Now they've gone back to long balls."
Thinly veiled praise. We've got a Chelsea fan in the office, and
that's
I said to him,
compliment.
"Yeah, I said to him," and he was like, "I don't care about that. He's right, and he's a Chelsea season ticket holder, so there might be something in it." But they do look back to their best. Drogba in the cup semi final was absolutely phenomenal.
When he's in the mood, he's unstoppable.
Yeah, the commentators do that little soundbite of, "Oh, he's in the mood. You can't blame." It's kind of true. Like, and Barcelona don't come up against that every week, so it's going to be very interesting.
They do struggle against English sides as well.
But the problem is, Chelsea have got to get the ball.
Stokes.
Chelsea have got to get the ball to Lambert up front.
Yeah,
that's right. I just don't think they're going to get the ball.
Quick score predictions. Stu, what do you reckon? Chelsea Barcelona for the first leg?
3-0 Barca.
3-0 Mike?
2-1 Barcelona.
Sean?
2-1 Barca.
Jerome's name is 2-1 Barca. Dan?
3-1 Barca.
I'm going to say 2-2. I think it'll be a score draw. No one's gone for Chelsea.
I wouldn't be surprised if Chelsea nicked a 1-0 win, but I think more likely Barcelona.
But I think even a score draw, going into the return leg, if it was a score draw, no one's going to be fancying Chelsea. It's just one game to win,
isn't it?
Yeah.
That way.
Real Madrid, Barcelona as well at the weekend might be quite tasty.
Yeah.
That's still on, that title as well.
Has anyone noticed
No.
You mentioned this to me the other day. Go
Cristiano Ronaldo's really dubious celebration that he keeps
The masturbation.
Yeah, it basically looks like he's wanking one off and then spunking it out.
Nice turn of words.
Yeah, the seagull.
Or the Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Wanking one off and spunking one out.
Yeah. Once again,
we've got another podcaster doing the gestures as if anyone can see what he's talking about.
Yeah.
I think we can picture him, though.
I think we should move on swiftly. Dan, have you got any information on Shane Smeltz for us?
No.
You've had 3 weeks to do it.
Do you know how much we've got to talk about?
Moving on.
We've pretty much done it all.
I told you about it last week.
I can't believe it.
I told you about it last week.
He played for Halifax, AFC Wimbledon. He played in the
last
Surrey
week. We didn't do a show
cup.
Last week.
The week before,
you
I
little
told
you. Slug. Sorry, the case you got the better of me there.
I will say this, if we've got nothing to talk about, I've got a question for Dan. Do you think Scott Parker deserves to be nominated for PFA Player of the Year?
100%, and I had so much... When I read your blog, I had so much to disagree about. He has been absolutely phenomenal. I've watched the majority of Spurs games. I haven't seen a lot of the ones you put in are teams that I can't comment on as much because I haven't seen it as much. But my man of the match every time I've watched Spurs play would be Scott Parker.
See, I don't doubt that he's been great this season, but I think
Sorry. You watched Spurs on Saturday in the FA Cup, so Sunday in the FA Cup semi-final. He would have been your man of the match, even as the 6th, 7th of goals were sort of flying in.
I'm not rising to this.
Parker would have been your man of the match.
Yes.
Shame your defence didn't rise to some of the balls. They might have stopped conceding goals.
It was awful.
But so, Scott, you just said Scott Parker at every game you've seen has been your man of the match.
For Tottenham. Yeah.
Oh, for Tottenham.
See, I don't think Scott Parker deserves to be in there more than Vincent Kompany, certainly. I think there's a number of other players who deserve to be in there more. He's been great for Tottenham.
I think he's been the reason that we've, up until a month ago, he's been the reason we did as well
same
as we did.
David Silver, I guess you could say that.
Same with David Silver.
That's the inherent problems I said with the PFA Player of the Year, he's still in February.
Yeah.
Exactly, and so, up until February, he's one of the best players in the Premier League.
I'm surprised Demba Ba's not nominated because he was great up until February and then he's not scored since.
If you were Demba Ba, wouldn't you be a little bit pissed off at your mate Cissé?
He's come in and stolen all the headlines.
You're the man,
did you read the article about it?
I'm the real boy.
Did you read the article?
No.
Well, he had an interview with one of the papers, I can't remember who it was, but he said that he's completely, doesn't mind taking it for the team, so to speak, and moving out to the left. He wants to play three, and he said that basically Cissé is a better finisher than him. He said he's one of the best finishers around. Okay. I don't mind.
I know this is your mate,
In the game I watched recently, they did swap from the left and the centre. So
Did anyone see in the game against Swansea where Cissé scored that incredible lob?
He fell over.
He was falling over, but he still managed to lob.
He did
definitely.
He's going bottom left. He told me.
Fair enough. Anyway, it cuts.
You're not
getting
enough
Newcastle
sex recently. You are an angry man.
It cuts the Newcastle bench and massive celebrations, but you just saw Demba Ba
sitting there.
Missing. No smile.
Stuart, as we're talking about players nominated, who would be your QPR player of the season? And have you voted in the official?
Abel Tarat or Joe Barton?
Well, definitely none of those two, from what I've seen.
No.
Who would you
Derry.
Clint Hill.
Genuinely. Yeah. From the games I've seen, I think Fulham was having a good season before he got injured.
It would have been him, but...
Helgerson was having a good season, and obviously he's
come
out.
Done well.
Clint Hill,
excellent.
I'm pleased to hear that.
Also, you can't look much past Paddy Kenny from the games that I've seen. I've seen quite a few this season.
He hasn't done anything wrong all
season, really.
No, you're not convinced.
Clint Hill, it's still
Clint Hill. The Spurs game. I mean, he must have made about 10 world-class saves.
He did do well in that game.
Yeah, it was
just after the Chelsea game, wasn't it? Braces
from January, I haven't particularly rated him much. He just seems to be standing still, not looking like.
Who's your sub-keepers? Is still the Craig old Chelsea? Cherny guy.
Cherny.
All right, fair enough. We'll move on. Football podcast trivia. The last one we did, there was a beautiful, beautiful prize. And well done to Tony Oakley, who won that 1990 VHS.
It wasn't
featuring Jimmy Greaves.
I think we need some harder questions.
That what? Yeah,
because he got it in about 3.7 seconds.
Yeah,
flat.
I can't even remember what the. I remember the.
It was the Hull. The answer was Hull. It was, the only team not to have a vowel in there.
The, or there was no. A letter that you could colour in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So if you do a bubble above the eye, then you probably could. But
or a little
the eye of what? Hull.
Gareth Bale probably does.
City, City, Hull City.
Right.
Yeah. Who's better, Pelé, Neymar, or Messi?
Pelé, Neymar, or Messi.
Did anyone see what Pelé said?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What an absolute idiot. It's like Kevin Keegan saying, yeah, Papa Cissé, he's better than Messi. Disgust.
Going back to Mama Silva, who was in Pounds People, once had a slow dance with Pelé.
Really?
I thought you were going to say Papa Cissé.
I hope he hadn't taken any of his medication.
She just kept backing away.
That's what he wouldn't have needed to, Dan's mum.
I have to say, I thought I recognised you from somewhere, Dan.
Well, that would be a story, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it's all right.
Pelé's bastard child.
It's all right, I've seen him play football. Actually, you're quite good.
That was cruel.
Not really a Pelé sort of player, though. Yeah. More of a midfielder. Yeah. But, yeah, do one, Pelé, if you think...
Everything that Pelé says is absolute rubbish.
He's really a bit of a bitter man, isn't he?
He's a great footballer.
He reckons Neymar's the second best football he's ever seen behind Nicky Butt.
Fair enough.
Behind Nicky Butt?
Yeah. He had a great tournament.
Nicky Butt did have a great tournament. World Cup 2002.
Right, opening it out, fellas. Shout. You must have seen some stories in the time we've had.
Hudson's goal from his own half.
Yep,
I haven't seen that.
When did this happen? Last night.
I've not seen this.
Panicking.
So get a video, get it on top side.
He scored from a good sort of 60 yards out.
On the volley.
He was cutting it towards Miller. No way was that shot.
Yeah.
Did not mean that at all.
Yeah, okay.
He's absolutely trolleying that.
I thought it was quite far from the goalkeeper.
It was, yeah. He kind of falls over. Frankie Fielding. Yeah, straight in.
Yeah, it was straight in. No bouncing. Yeah.
Nah.
Frankie Fielding. England's number four goalkeeper, yeah. Frankie Fielding.
Well, to be fair, he's done well to kick it that far in the first place.
Wynn took it.
Oh, fair enough.
I'd like to see that, Stuart, so if you could facilitate that onto the website, that would be lovely. Sean, you were going to give us an update on the Italian news.
Yeah.
Sad news.
Mario.
He was an unlucky guy in life.
He was.
Pretty much slapped him in the face.
Oh, it's terrible, it's the backstory when it goes.
Yeah, when he was 15, his mother died. And then when he was 17, his father died. Then a couple
of years. So they didn't die in the same incident? For some reason, I thought.
It wasn't the same incident, two unrelated incidents.
Yeah.
I think his mother was an illness, and I can't remember what happened to his father. Then his older brother.
Older disabled brother.
Severe disabilities, killed himself. Yeah. A couple of years later, so he at a very young age was left as the only member of the family to care for his severely disabled younger sister.
Yeah, unbelievable.
And his auntie. Despite that,
to be fair to him as well, to come through all of that and to become a professional footballer.
If you listen to the testaments of some of his teammates, they say he was the most magnificent. Bright,
yeah.
Like he found joy in the simplest things in life. He was just the most upbeat, charismatic. Kind of person.
He's not someone you'd associate with poignancy, but Mario Balotelli's come out and said some very nice things about him. So they played together under 21.
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
He was well known amongst.
Because he was on loan as well.
He was on loan at Livorno. Yeah.
Balotelli's basically saying that this is going to change. He feels that this has changed his life. He feels that he's going
to. I hope so. I really do.
No, I do as well. But he says that it's given him some massive perspective.
It won't. He's probably burning £50 notes as we record
maybe.
This.
But I mean, that's how much it touched him.
Udinese have.
Yeah, I saw Di Natale came out, didn't he? As well.
Antonio Di Natale has also pledged to dedicate his own support, whether that's financial or.
They said that. They said his sister.
Tell the listeners what happened to this guy. They might not know.
Oh, okay. Right. Fair enough. We haven't actually mentioned this.
Was it a cardiac arrest? They have
exactly the same as Fabrice Muamba, but unfortunately
he didn't ever recover.
He went down onto the floor and got up.
That's what's incredible. Yeah, he fell down, went to get back up again.
Yeah.
But did you hear about the police car that was blocking the entrance? The ambulance couldn't get in for 3 minutes because there was a police car blocking the emergency entrance.
To be fair, they don't think that would have made a difference.
No.
However, it's ridiculous.
They've retired the 25 shirt.
They've retired,
which is lovely.
Udinese have done that, or the Livorno.
Livorno, but Udinese and Di Natale. Di Natale is even talking about quitting football at the end of the season.
Yeah.
He's affected it that much.
Yeah.
But he said they will financially support his disabled sister and auntie for as long as they need.
And it's a real tragedy. I mean, in Italy, they have really, really stringent screening processes for all footballers, all professional footballers, and yet they still it still wasn't picked up his heart defect. And
but it just shows these things.
How this happened, like. So many things happened so recently.
It's bizarre.
It does seem to happen in bursts. Obviously, there was a bloke playing Sunday League football just after Mulamba, who, as I remember a few years ago, there was a spate of these incidents in Spain.
Yeah.
And you do wonder, but I think.
And Puerto, wasn't it? He was the most famous one.
Yeah, and again, I was thinking because he also got up.
Yeah,
and then went
right.
back down, yeah. which...
That's what's bizarre. I don't know a lot about cardiac arrest, but the fact that happened and then he tried to get back up again.
Run it off.
Bizarre.
I must show some strength
on,
of character.
Definitely. On happier news, that is very sad news.
Yeah, so rest
but
in peace.
On happier news, Fabrice is out of hospital.
Yeah.
Which is lovely.
Yeah. Did you see the photo?
That smile.
Best thing about the photo that was published on the Bolton website is the cross handshake. The cross handshake, which is just phenomenal. And the massive smile on the guy's face.
Well, they don't want to get him down, so they're telling him it's New Year's, so he thinks Bolton still have a chance to survive. Only joking.
And they've got two games in hand. They might be all right.
Bolton, I think, will survive.
I hope for QPR's sake they're not, but
so do I.
There we go. I noticed something this morning. In fact, I got sent it via an email. Aldershot Town are calling in the Dalai Lama to assist next season.
I just saw the picture on Arco. I just thought it was a picture Aldershot, and I thought it was a pimp underneath.
No, it's Dalai Lama. Basically, he's doing it. He's doing an 8-day tour in the UK, including being at the Aldershot Stadium, and they're going to try and get it to bless it. So Dean Holdsworth's down there in a moment. We're actually on a good run at the moment.
Dean Holdsworth's famous footage.
Has he turned up yet? Because I was going to lead on to my little story about the Swindon boys. And apparently, because Aldershot beat them 2-1, was it last weekend?
Last night.
And it came up on the... Up yourself
the canyon.
Yeah, apparently it sounds like quite a few of the Swindon boys got a little bit boozy woozy the other night.
He dropped half the team. What,
right?
Last night he dropped so, I hope they don't play on Saturday because we've got
he said
it got announced this morning that they are letting fans in, but if anyone didn't see that, Gillingham basically decided we don't want to pay the police costs. Police had intelligence reports that there was going to be trouble, which there will be, there always is when we play them. So they said, right, instead of paying this, you've got to pay this for policing inside the ground. And the club said, you're all right, we just won't have any fans. Not exactly how it happened, but that's basically the premise of it. But they came to an agreement this morning, so there will be fans. But to be honest, Swindon only need a point. And to be if other teams, they could even lose 8-0 to us and still go up. It's going to be like a promotion party,
That's if he plays their players, though. He said one of the geezers had an excuse because he just had a newborn baby. He said he could have dropped the entire team. He was not a happy bunny.
I saw an interview after the match on Sky Sports yesterday.
It's unusual because Paolo Di Canio's normally so mad money.
He doesn't jump off the handle. They could play their youth team and still beat us, or say. We'd also Dagenham and Redbridge on Monday. They're a pub team, so we ain't got anything. But I'm not going. I'm going to watch my friends play football instead. Anything else?
Ashley Young.
Do we have to really?
Simon Head, former host Simon Head, absolutely hates Ashley Young. So you know Simon, quite mild manners. Quite mild manners.
Just shit Victor Moses.
You talk to him about Ashley Young, he'll go into a horrible.
Can I just make a plea to Premier League defenders? Stop trying to kick him so much. He's just can't play football. No, it's a disgrace. It's embarrassing that I've not spoken to a single United fan.
I'm not spoken to Ashley Young.
I do know someone who has a flat in the same holiday complex.
Oh, good.
Apparently, he's an arsehole.
Basically, relative of your mate, isn't he?
But.
I know Simon had an interesting webcam discussion with him.
Yeah. But down the line, it's going to be a case where he does get brought down. It is a penalty. We don't get it, and it costs us. It's just embarrassing.
And that's one thing nobody wants.
It's something that United fans feel very strongly about our club. You don't want to be seen as divers. You don't want to be seen as cheats. It's a good traditional fan base.
Because the thing is, I'm not sure if. Gareth Bale has dived a couple of times. But the thing with Bale is that when he's running at 100 miles an hour and coming in, and someone's coming in and he's trying to get out of the way. Ashley Young's, he hasn't been running at 100 miles an hour. He's just He just turned and then dived over. He's not even running quickly, and you haven't even got that excuse. It's literally that one against Villa, wasn't it? Yeah. Whereas he's flying for and gone flying forward.
He's gone up.
To be fair, to an extent,
Stu, you look like you're saving. Like, this man costs you. You would have won at Old Trafford, I'm convinced.
It was going to be 3-0. I mean, you'd have 8% possession, but that was by the
that
by.
Was quality possession.
Thoughts on Ashley Young without swearing?
I can't do it without swearing.
The thing is, to an extent, he's unlucky, Ashley Young, because he's done it twice in 2 weeks, which is inexcusable, but it's made him sort of this figurehead of diving. So many players, English players, dive and get away with it. It needs to be tackled. Michael Owen's been doing it for years.
Gerrard.
Michael Owen hasn't been playing for years.
What the problem is that
Michael Owen's just walking around updating his Twitter going, oh!
No, Michael Owen's not been injured, he's just really committed to his dives.
And horses.
What the problem is that people like Gary Neville, I like him as a pundit, but he's just saying it's a given thing. It's okay to do.
That's the problem. It is part and parcel of the game.
And that's what you're saying. It is part and parcel, but it shouldn't be. At the end of the day, we're paying fans, and a lot of you are season ticket holders, we're paying fans. We pay for like Sky or whatever it may be. We're paying fans, and we should accept the fact that this is part of our game.
Do you know what else we shouldn't accept? We shouldn't accept the FA Cup kicking off at 6 o'clock or whatever.
They've got to move it. Britain's Got Talent or something. I don't know. It's ridiculous.
When I found out about that, I was livid.
Did you see the statement? It's to optimise, it's so that it enables all countries around the world to be able to watch it. That's the same. That's what I mean. The reason that they're doing it to make
so Ting Tong in China can watch it in the comfort of her own home.
Exactly.
Fuck you, Ting Tong. 3 o'clock. 3 o'clock.
The views given by members of the Football Podcast are entirely their own and not representative.
They're entirely Jim Staples.
Complaints to at Simon Head.
But I'll tell you, the FA Cup should start at 3 o'clock and coverage should start at 10 in the morning.
You should be made to watch it all day.
And it should, if it's not shown Ronnie Radford's goal 3 times before kickoff, the game shouldn't happen.
It's not Ricky Villa,
Eric Cantona against Liverpool.
Not so much.
Arsenal 3 United 2 in 1979. They should all be
that, what was that brilliant fight? Arsenal Southampton. Just rerun that whole 90 minutes of that game. That was a great
what,
fight.
What, where Arsenal
1-0 to Arsenal
the ball
in
to
millennium.
The corner in the
60th minute.
The 36th minute.
It's ridiculous. One other bit of news that I saw, Elhard Schuff was arrested after a match.
What a lovely fellow.
And he was with Anton Ferdinand. How does that work? Why was he up there?
Planning revenge against John Terry.
But why was he up there? A Manchester club. 23rd of May, but he's been banned until the 23rd of May, but it happened at 3:40 on Sunday morning. What was Anton Ferdinand doing up there? You'd played West Brom.
I get the feeling that Rio just gets Anton to take the hit for him.
You look a bit like Jar Jar Binks as well. Just say it was you, Anton. It's an interesting one. 6 men arrested as well, so they had a proper go at it.
Yeah. On him.
But there we go. Also talking about that as well. Very interesting to see the Ched Evans story. See what happens with that case as well.
And he played and scored, didn't he?
Yeah, he's doing absolutely phenomenally. A lot of the times this sort
found
of affects a player. Well, I don't know if he's found his level. I think he's been injury free for the first time in a long time too. I think he'll score goals in the Championship. I honestly do. But that'd be an interesting one to watch. Right, anyone else for anything else?
Premier League 20 season awards. Anyone see those?
Mentioned briefly earlier the goals. If Matt Le Tissier doesn't win goal of the Premier League for one of his goals, it's ridiculous because that one is sublime. Yeah. I think against Newcastle.
Oh, when he puts over his head.
Oh, it's just ridiculous.
Doesn't it?
I still love I still love the Shearer volley.
It's interesting the
Absolutely top
goal. The absentees from the best player, I've actually noted them down.
We'll talk about that next week. We'll bring that into a feature next week. So let's park that for now.
Tiverton Town appoint a 27-year-old.
No, Park hasn't been included in the 20. You're right.
Tiverton Town appoint a 27-year-old chairman, the youngest chairman they reckon in the semi-professional and professional ranks.
Yeah. Yeah. Just add him on Facebook.
At
one point, Dorchester had a 21-year-old and an 18-year-old running them.
Was that the chairman?
He looks like a bit of a.
Hang on.
Greasy. twat. I know, he's got
a greasy twat.
I didn't want to swear. He's got this dodgy little goatee and this slick greased back hair.
No. We can't typecast him just on the basis of that.
Character assassination. We do that every week. Yeah. We character assassinate every week. What are you talking about?
That's kind of what we do.
He's an internet.
I apologise, Dan. Continue.
Yeah, he's an internet entrepreneur, and intranet,
his own intranet. He just emails himself. Yeah, do you want to buy this? Yeah, I might buy that. Yeah,
a year ago he became vice chairman, and now he's chairman.
Brilliant. So. Oh, well done. I like that.
Yeah, no.
Well done for spotting that. Also, Martin Allen is back in football and back at Barnet for the third time.
Brilliant.
And both times he's left in really acrimonious circumstances. Last time he kept him up,
he
and then left
on the phone as soon as he leaves, saying, "Can I come back yet?" Yeah.
He left about three or four games before the end of last season and then went to Notts County, and their fans went mental.
He is the Steve Coppell of Barnet. He goes back there, yeah, and then he leaves, manages someone else for like a week, yeah, and then leaves and goes back there.
Yeah. But I mean, as a Barnet fan, I think I'd probably like him back because I think he'll keep him up.
Don't call him Mad Dog though.
No, he doesn't like being called Mad Dog. But there
Why
we go.
Why wouldn't you want the nickname Mad Dog? I'd love to be called Mad Dog.
The only way you wouldn't want the nickname Crazy Mad Dog is if you're a Mad Dog. That's my figure.
Right. But then you're not conscious of the fact that people...
So like Jimmy the Rapist, if you're actually a rapist.
Oh, that's never proved. Never, ever proved. It's my character being assassinated.
To be fair, Jim revels in that nickname, so...
Right, fellas. One leg on the cup, and we've followed all this season.
Yes.
They've been to a round of every single game, every single round of the FA Cup, up to the final.
Of what they've been doing.
Yeah, and he's on the panel for the FA Cup semi-final player of the round as well. And through this, he's met a guy called David Barber, who's the FA historian, and basically
I love the fact the way he's described it.
FA Cup Jedi Master. He pretty much
is legendary.
He's seen over 400 FA Cup games, and he's basically a point of reference to anyone with anything to do for the FA Cup.
Is he a Chelsea fan? Because I reckon he probably nicked onto the pitch, said to Martin Atkinson, "The ball did cross the line," and then nipped off again.
Nice.
Maybe that was him doing the PA announcement. Gareth Bale. No, Chelsea. Right. So I said to you guys, if you have one question for this guy, and potentially if we get any decent questions, we can ask the guys. We can get Tony and the Rhino. Who mugged off the Rhino? Was it you, Dan?
It was me. I've got nothing but respect from. They went to Northwich. That's all I asked for.
If we get a decent question, we're going to put this out on Twitter as well.
I'd like a little bit more time to think about this question.
Has anyone got a question so far?
I have a question.
Go on then. What was your question?
My question is, what is the worst county in terms of FA Cup performance? So not Stockport or Derby or Newport.
As in Derbyshire.
In Derbyshire or Stockportshire.
Well, I can tell you that. It would be Kent.
What?
There's only one league club there. Well, we're rubbish.
You'd be surprised. Gillingham.
We got to the quarterfinal.
Got to the quarterfinal.
Cornwall. There are no teams in Cornwall.
I'm thinking, has anyone from Cheshire ever got to the quarterfinal? I think Northwich Vicks did back in the 1800s.
Okay.
But that's what I'm sort of interested in.
I'd like a bit of time.
Right, what I'll do, I'll leave it with you guys. We'll come back next week. Yeah. Give me your questions then. I'll also put it out on Twitter as well and see if we get any response on that. Because it'd be really interesting if we get him to answer our questions. It'd be nice. And we'll get a little blog up on the website as well. Yeah. So, there we go. Right, any more for any more?
No.
There you go. Mike's finished the show for us.
Bye. We'll talk about it later. I find it amazing that Rooney scored over 30 goals this year and everyone's talking about that he's on a really bad run of form.
He admitted it himself, didn't he?
No one's talking about Rooney, but he has scored a hell of a lot of goals. You know someone else I know I'm talking about?
No,
it's Sergio Aguero.
The two of them have been unfortunate.
He's world class. And I would like to say, Mikey giving it the big and about when the start of the season, I said at the start of this season, the one player I'm terrified about at Man City is Sergio Aguero, because he is world class and he has proved it.
He has.
I hate the fact that he's up for Young Player of the Year. Yeah. How annoying is that?
That's got to be under 21, that award, hasn't it? I don't know why they go up to 23.
Every year you see some like
yeah.
But it's just Alvin Martin was up for it last year. Carnu was up for it last year. I know he's 21 now. He's 21, so...
Very quickly, is that everyone from...
Just last of all, any games this weekend that you're particularly looking forward to?
Chelsea-Arsenal.
Scum versus Chelsea, yeah.
Chelsea-Arsenal, yeah?
Yeah.
Scum versus Chelsea, very nice.
The one I'd probably be least looking forward to is Chesterfield-Rochdale, because they're probably both going to get relegated this weekend.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
There you go. Not specifically the question, but thanks for the
and to be fair, keeping one eye on Spurs QPR.
Yeah. If anyone else would like to answer questions that I haven't asked, just chip in. Just chip in.
My favourite family fortunes are always Les Dennis.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Me too.
I'm going to give a proper a Melbourne. I might do it next week in the special, but a proper.
Save some Melbourne heart.
But there's a little bit of A League news because it's always current. The final is Brisbane Roar versus Perth Glory.
Yeah.
Perth Glory have won on penalties to get to the final. There's a new club being announced. They're going to introduce a new club into the A-League next year.
Okay. Was that
the Gondi Bangi Bungers?
What? Western Sydney is going to be... I think it's been proposed or it's been confirmed, but not 100%. But
is that in place of another team or is it an extra team?
But also about the Newcastle Jets. You hear about Newcastle Jets? There's a chance that they might be out. Their chairman is having a massive barney with the league, and he wants to pull out of the next season. And they're saying that he's tied into a contract to 2020 because their sponsors, Hunter Sports Group, Tinkler's Hunter Sports Group, have pulled out, so they need to find a new sponsor. There's loads of drama going on in the.
See, John Majeski's pulling out of Reading as well.
Is he?
Yeah, going to get new owners. Should have pulled out Silla Black a bit earlier, but
two other little things. But you're going to be upset about this.
Sorry, yeah, he's got a lot of things to talk about.
Here's
our Dan with a quick reminder.
Seven players have left Melbourne Heart at the end of the season. Oh. One of them being Alex Terror.
He's gone.
That's terrible news.
Good news.
I thought you were saving this for next week on the podcast special.
No, this is just a little update of what's been going on the last 2 weeks.
Alright.
19-year-old Melbourne Heart centre back Curtis Good is currently having a 10-day trial with Newcastle.
That's good news.
Newcastle Jets.
Newcastle United.
I like that one.
Oh, that is a reporter's dream, isn't it?
It is.
Curtis Good playing for Newcastle.
Curtis be good.
Yeah.
Right,
any more blind date references from anyone? Because I quite enjoyed that.
I've got my question for the week.
Ooh.
Go on. My question for the week. Well, today, the 18th when we're recording, it's Stefan Schwartz's birthday, Matthew Upson, Milan Jovanovic, Danny Guthrie, and also Bez from the Happy Mondays.
Good.
Happy birthday, Bez. But I'm talking about Wojciech Szczęsny, Arsenal goalkeeper. And here's my questions on him. Dan's mate. Did he pay secretly for an Arsenal fan's birthday party that he recently met in a restaurant, a young child?
Did he what, sorry?
Pay for an Arsenal fan's birthday party.
Right.
Or did he rent out the entire Namco Game Centre at Waterloo for him and two friends?
Namco Game Centre, he loves gaming.
And he's a tosser. He's going to do something
Namco,
nice.
Namco.
Kids' birthday.
No. Birthday.
Namco.
Namco's what we want. Podcast.
Kids' birthday party.
Yay!
Very nice.
They were so happy.
He met them. They said I'd be an Arsenal fan mob secretly while they were still eating. He went and paid.
Right, ladies and gentlemen, email us banter@footballpodcast. We're on Facebook, facebook.com/thefootballpodcast. Complaints, everyone?
At Simon Head.
Always the same. Follow us on Twitter @footballpodcast. And of course, visit the website footballpodcast.co.uk. This show will be live on Thursday, but if you listen to this, you already know that, don't you? So there you go. We will be back with you next week when we have got a podcast special out on Thursday as ever with our little guest.
Special guest, Jess.
Which Dan's very much looking forward to. So anyway, guys, speak to you later.
Bye.
Yeah, are you going to get into it then? That's just what I've heard on Twitter.